have been listening to the story of the birth of Jesus as told by some of the witnesses from that time in history. You may have noticed that the records do not give us a date for our Saviour's birth. So how is it that we celebrate the birth of Christ at this time of the year? There doesn't seem to be a straightforward answer to that. But perhaps it is because it is at this time of the year that we value light and need the hope of the dawn following such long nights. In winter, it's very special to have a celebration of hope, faith, joy, and peace, centered on the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, the light of the world, came to the earth to make us right with God by giving up his life as a sacrifice for our wrongdoing or sin. In this life, our happiness can depend on happenings: a beautiful day, delicious food to eat, meeting up with friends. But Paul reminds us in many of his letters, including Philippians, that true joy in life depends on Christ. If you are in Christ and he is in you, nothing can take that joy away. Not pain or suffering, nor war or famine. We can take the joy of knowing Christ with us in all we experience in our lives to strengthen and sustain us. Isaiah prophesied, as we said earlier, over 400 years before the birth of Jesus, and we read in his book in chapters 9, verses 2 and 3 and 6 and 7, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end." And on that, such a strong hope and prediction that we can have in our lives, we will end our carol service with two carols, very well known. We have "Come All Ye Faithful" and "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."